And now, the conclusion of a member of the family.
Jana, honey, what are you talking about? I haven't done anything to him. He's just fine. Now, what's this all about?
Oh, he's fine? He just told me that you love him more than I do.
He what?
He wants to stay with you because you love him more than I do.
Honey, that's just kid talk. You know that. He's just having a good time and doesn't want to leave, that's all.
Well, that's not what he told me a week ago.
You mean when he called you long distance from my store?
Why did you take all his money away? That was from his own savings account.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Slow down. Come into the den with me, away from all this noise. I'll tell you every dark detail, answer all your questions. Anyway, like I said, he must have been real mad about having to work for his spending money because he conned Jimmy down at the store into opening the cash register and just took what he wanted.
Oh, I can't believe he'd do something like that.
Believe it, and believe me, I wasn't about to let something like that pass unnoticed.
What did you do?
What do you think I did?
You hit Monty?
I didn't hit him. I spanked him. There's a big difference.
Well, not to me. You know how I feel about that kind of thing.
Well, you and your brothers didn't come out any the worse for wear.
Is that what you think?
Now, listen to me. Don't you see? He was testing me, testing his limits. All I did was make sure his question got answered.
And that was your answer?
Yes, it was. Look, he needed some kind of punishment, and it's pretty clear that whatever you've been doing hasn't been working too well.
Oh, so now on top of everything else, I'm an unfit mother.
That's not what I said.
Oh, no, of course not. You never actually say it.
Look, Jana, I'm sorry. I should have chosen my words more carefully.
It's too late for that now. Okay, look. Monty can stay for his party. I'll come pick him up in the morning.
Where are you going to go?
Downtown. I'll get a hotel room.
Hotel? Nonsense. This is your home. Stay here.
No, Dad. This is your home. It's not mine. Not anymore. Tell Monty I said goodnight.
Hi, Whit. Got Monty all bedded down for the night?
Yeah. Here, let me dry some of those.
No, I got it. But you can't help me put them away. I still don't know where everything goes around here. Boy, I'm sure gonna miss that kid. He made quite a hit. And he's not a bad outfielder either. Whit, when you took Monty up to bed, you said you put that whole argument with Jana behind you.
I know.
Well, you mind if I ask you sort of a personal question?
Oh, guess not.
Has there always been this kind of trouble between you and Jana?
No, sometimes there have been other kinds of troubles.
Oh, come on, Whit. Jana was always such a sweet girl. And it's just not like you either to get so, well, I don't know.
Touchy?
Unreasonable.
Well, it's not like either of us, unless we're together. You want to know what the truth is, Tom? The truth is I really don't know what's going on with Jana. I just don't understand her. She's unpredictable in kind of a dangerous sort of way. Tonight, I see her at the door. I say hello, and she comes out swinging.
And you were completely innocent, right?
I was, until she got to me. She knows just how to get to me. She twists everything I say.
Now, why do you suppose she'd do a thing like that?
Oh, how in the world should I know?
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh. I just shouldn't be meddling.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to snap at you like that. The truth is, I think she resents me. There's some kind of anger inside of her. Deep anger. At me.
Well, why?
Well, if I knew, I'd do something about it.
Look, Whit, God's given you a gift for helping people sort things out. And you see things as they are. I've heard you do it again and again. You help people, Whit, and folks appreciate it. Or they wouldn't keep coming around for more. Now all you got to do is latch on to some of that good advice for yourself, and it'll happen for you. You watch.
Well, I appreciate the vote of confidence, Tom. I really do. But gift or not, when it comes to dealing with my problems with my daughter, I'm fresh out of ideas.
Marty, that's your mom. You better come on down. Oh, come on in. Marty's still packing. He'll be down in a minute.
Thanks.
Jana, about last night...
Dad, don't start. I've got a long drive ahead of me.
Well, can't we just talk?
I don't want to get into it.
I just don't understand what all this is about.
No, I'm sure you don't.
Look here, I've had just about enough. If you have something to say to me, say it. If not, I'd appreciate it if you'd keep a civil tongue in your head.
Oh, what are you going to do, Dad? Pull out a belt and spank me, too?
Is that what this is all about? A debate on the merits of corporal punishment?
No. I've just had it with you passing judgment on me. Nothing I do pleases you. You criticized my friends, my work, my hobbies, my marriage. Let's not forget my marriage. You had plenty to say about that. And then you criticized me for getting a divorce. And now it's my son. Did you hear that, Dad? My son. Let's try to keep that straight, shall we?
He was here in my house. You put him in my care. What was I supposed to do? I saw a problem. I had to deal with it in the best way I knew how. And looking back on it now, I still think I did what was right.
Oh, of course you do. Far be it from my father to make a mistake.
Look, if you didn't feel you could trust me with Monty, maybe you never should have gone to this banking seminar in the first place and kept him with you.
Oh, that's the easy way, isn't it? Heap the guilt on me.
It has nothing to do with guilt. I just think that...
Where's Monty? He should have been down here by now. Monty? Monty? I'm going up to get him. Monty, start taking your suitcases to the car so we can... Monty? Monty?
Jana, what is it?
He's not here. Monty's not here. Excuse me, we need to report a missing child.
Hey, Whit.
Yes, Fred. That's the sheriff.
Hey, how'd you know to come down here? We were just trying to call you.
Call me? Why?
Yeah, Jeff was patrolling down by your store just now. He heard some glass breaking. He picked up a kid crawling in through your back window. Says he's your grandson.
Oh, thank the Lord.
I wish everybody looked that relieved when I told them they'd been vandalized. So I take it he is related?
Oh, yes. And Fred, this is my daughter, Jana.
Yeah, pleased to meet you. You the boy's mother?
Yes. Can I see him?
Sure. I'll have Jeff bring him out.
You had him locked up?
Yes, ma'am. In my office. Whit, you gonna press charges?
Not the kind you need to be concerned with, Fred.
Had to ask. Well, all you need to do is sign right here.
Monty, you march right up to your room and stay there. I'm coming up in a minute. We're going to straighten this thing out.
Mom!
Just go to your room. Monty never did anything like this before. I don't know what kind of influence could make this kind of change in just 1 week, but I think it's time I put a stop to it.
And by influence, you mean me, is that it?
Look at what happened. 1 week with you and he turns into the neighborhood vandal, and heaven forbid he should come home with his mother. What am I supposed to think?
So you think he's rejecting you? Now listen up, Jana. It's a cry for attention. That boy's trying to tell you something, and to tell us both something. We'd do well to listen while he's still willing to talk. Come on, let's go up and...
No, Dad, I'll handle this myself. Oh. I think you've done quite enough already. Monty, I think it's time you tell me the whole story. What went on today?
I broke Grandpa's window.
Well, I know that. Why?
I don't know. I just felt like it, I guess.
Well, what made you feel like breaking a window? Were you that upset about us leaving this morning? There's something else, isn't there? Something you're not telling me. Come on, I thought we were friends. We are friends, aren't we?
I heard you and Grandpa fighting.
We had a disagreement.
It was a fight.
All right, it was a fight. But that's no reason for you to go out and destroy someone else's property.
You and Dad used to fight, then you made Dad move out. Now I'm not going to see Gramp anymore either.
Oh, Monty, that's not true.
Maybe if I told you I like some of your boyfriends, you'd make them go away too.
Monty, that's no way to talk to your mother.
Dad.
But, Grandpa, it's the truth.
You want to know the truth? Your mom loves you more than anybody in the world, and I mean really loves you. The kind of love when somebody puts your best interests ahead of their own. You know, there's a widowed lady next block over who put her kids in boarding school rather than trying to raise them herself. They come home on holidays, and that's about it. Now, she did what she felt was right, but your mom works extra hard to keep a good job so you can wear nice clothes and have the things you want. And she didn't make your dad move away. They both tried very hard to work things out together, and nobody was sadder than she was when he left. Now, granted, things may not be perfect at your house, but they're not anywhere else either. Now, I think you owe your mother an apology.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Good. Now start taking your bags downstairs. And, Monty?
Yes, sir?
We haven't finished this conversation yet.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
What for? I just meddled again.
No, for what you said to Monty. Especially the part about putting the best interests of the person you love in front of your own.
The problem is, sometimes it's hard to figure out what the best interests of the other person really are.
No, it's not so hard if you take the time to listen.
Or if you know what to listen for. Jana, can I tell you a story?
Is this one of those famous wit stories?
Oh, not exactly. Actually, it's something I laid awake thinking about all last night, and I want to tell you before something sets us off and we start fighting again.
I'm listening.
When your brother Jerry died in the war, we all found different ways to deal with our grief. You started getting involved in anti-war demonstrations, such as you could, being 14 years old. And your mother buried herself in volunteer work, but there wasn't much I could do, at least nothing that helped. My work didn't mean anything to me anymore. My whole life seemed over. And then there was Jason. He hurt like the rest of us, but he was younger, and somehow he seemed to do better at dealing with it. And then it hit me. He was just a few years shy of draft age, and at the time there was no end in sight in Vietnam. I guess that's why I had us up and move to Odyssey and get us just that much farther away from the war. And I started spending all the time I could with Jason, partly because I missed Jerry so much and partly just in case in case he got called. I couldn't see at the time how you sort of got lost in that whole business. That was never what I intended, of course. I wasn't even aware I was doing it, but by the time I got enough distance on losing Jerry to get a clear look at things, there was already such a gap between us. All this time's gone by. I've never been able to fill that gap or make up for what happened. And all that's left is this tension between us. That's not what I want.
I just thought you didn't like girls.
Oh, Jana.
Dad, it's not what I want either. It's never been. So now what do we do?
This is a little out of character for me, but I really don't know. All I do know is if there's some way for us to spend more time together, maybe we could try to get acquainted again.
I'd like that, too. Just understand that I'm not that little girl anymore. I have my own life now. Such as it is.
Oh, I know. A fresh start. Two people trying to get to be friends or at least get along who just happen to be related.
Maybe.
You know, they got a bank right here in town. They could probably use a big city executive like you.
Slow down, Dad.
Now, just a thought.
We'll see.
Oh, you're right. Things don't change overnight. Give it time. The point is, I'm willing to try if you are.
On one condition.
What?
You've got to do something for me. Something you haven't done since Jerry died. And I don't think it's going to be easy for you.
Try me.
I want you to give me a hug.
A hug? I've given you hugs.
No, not a real hug. Not since before Jerry died.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. I thought I'd lost one child. I almost lost two.
Is everybody making up?
Looks that way. You want to join us?
All right. Does this mean I can spend vacation with Grandpa?
Well, it would, Monty, but I think you're going to be too busy working.
Working?
Mm-hmm. You see, plate glass is very expensive. And then there's the damage inside the store. Let's see, at $5 the lawn, my, that could take weeks. But you'll stick with it till you pay off every cent, right?
Mom.
Of course, you'll get plenty of rest when you're not working, because you'll be on restriction the rest of the time.
Aw, Mom.
Is that understood?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Dad, it's your window. Does this sound like a good arrangement to you?
I think it's a fair settlement.
Fine. Now, if you do a good job and you don't give me any trouble, well, I have some vacation time of my own coming before you go back to school. Maybe you and your sister and I can manage a trip to Odyssey. That is, if we're still invited.
You happen to be standing in the best guest house in town, but it's pretty exclusive. You have to know somebody to get a reservation.
I know you. Does that count?
Yeah, that counts. That really counts.
Happy endings are wonderful, but as we heard today, they don't always come easily. Healing from emotional wounds takes time. One reason that it can be so difficult is that our pride gets in the way. We don't want to admit when we're wrong or that we've been hurt. So it's easy to blame someone else. Well, that's how little problems turn into big problems. The most important part of dealing with pain is forgiving the people who have hurt us and to ask forgiveness for hurting others. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. A Member of the Family was written and directed by Steve Harris. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.